One of the world's rarest but most feared diseases has reappeared in Central Africa. The first victims are not human, but several families of lowland gorillas, an endangered species that conservation biologists are working to save. NPR's Alex Chadwick learned of the story through his National Geographic radio expeditions.
The disease is Ebola. A couple of months ago, biologists found evidence of it in several gorilla carcasses at the Losai Gorilla Reserve in the Republic of Congo. Since then, the entire local gorilla population, 140 animals, all died. There are no reported human casualties yet, but Ebola did kill 80 people in a nearby outbreak last year. These new gorilla deaths are reported by a conservation group from the European Community, known as ECOFAC, which had been studying the gorillas in the Losai area for 10 years. The ECOFAC Regional Coordinator for Central Africa is a British conservation biologist, Conrad Aveling.
This is Ebola virus appearing in the absolute heart of their range, in the area where they're probably the most dense populations. The second thing is, gorillas are such an attractive wildlife species that they're guaranteed to generate really significant amounts of revenue for local populations. We get them used to the presence of humans where, you know, tourists can approach to 10 meters of a gorilla family and watch them without disturbing the gorilla family. So it's a real setback.
Is the Ebola virus that attacks gorillas the same virus that kills humans? I mean, what about the human populations here?
Well, this is a big concern. It is the same virus, and indeed the various outbreaks that occurred at the turn of 2001-2002, it was confirmed that humans who died of the virus had contracted it by handling gorilla carcasses and chimpanzee carcasses that they'd found in the forest. And so with this new outbreak, we feel it's only a matter of time before we get another outbreak in the human population, because these are areas which are hunted by local populations, and people do, unfortunately, still handle carcasses when they find them in the forest.
What are people doing to try to contain this virus?
First of all, in the gorilla population and the chimpanzee population, there's nothing we can do about it. But in the human population, obviously, the epidemic can be contained. But what is required is to get medical teams in there, finding out who has been in contact with the people who have contracted the virus and isolating them.
The World Health Organization is sending an emergency medical team to the area to watch for human infections, but they've not arrived at the site yet. Meanwhile, the disease appears to be moving toward the east, directly into a wildlife Eden full of gorillas, the Congo's Odzala National Park. The conservationists have teams stationed there to monitor what happens. Aren't people a little concerned about going into this area to try to save a gorilla population?
To actually catch Ebola, you have to go and handle an ill person or animal. And you have to actually touch the bodily fluids of that animal or person. So although it is a horrifically awful disease, you know, as long as they're taking suitable precautions, they're not going to catch Ebola.
Speaking with us from Libreville, Gabon, Conrad Aveling of ECOFAC. In Washington, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.